How about I had
you? Good morning.
My heart is breaking, thinking suicide. I ain't got no iPhone.
No hope on the horizon. Got a 2-year contract and I'm stuck on Verizon.
I got no iPhone. I got no iPhone. I got no iPhone. I got no iPhone.
I got no iPhone. I got no iPhone. Well, a whole lot of angry people will not be having any iPhone or whatever the phones are for T-Mobile, because in case you hadn't heard, here's the first news for the morning. AT&T just bought T-Mobile.
I heard that about a week ago, actually. Maybe I should have mentioned that.
Well, it was formally announced, I think, yesterday, and the shock and awe, and the worst part of it is T-Mobile's prices were lower than AT&T, so it's it's going to be a mass exodus either from AT&T or a bunch of angry people calling in.
AT&T not exactly known for... I'm going to lose my voice. AT&T not exactly known for being cheap.
Or a good customer service. I don't know how to do it.
Or good customer service. True story.
Good morning. Welcome to Lunch with Ginger and Corey. I'm Corey.
And I am Ginger of the rocks.
And Ginger, who does rock?
Heck yeah.
It is hump day, and this week has been, without a doubt, one of the craziest weeks.
True story. Woman, oh, my God. So crazy. So, so crazy.
We can't tell you guys just yet what we were just talking about before the show, but we do have an upcoming feature on the site, if you have noticed. Sex and the Virtual City.
It's going to be epic. You get to hear all of our dirty little secrets, all of our wonderful little stories.
From
all the little inner jokes we have going on when we're cackling, you'll totally understand them.
Oh, my God. People, take your drama pills daily. Okay.
Hi, we're Ginger and Corey, and we know drama.
We know her first, last, and middle name. I attract crazy people. I'm not afraid to admit. If you like me, you're probably not mentally stable. I'm just going to tell you.
Oh, you know, why is that? Why? I don't get...
I
guess that's probably another topic altogether.
I thought it was pheromones, but it happens even when I'm not in their physical presence. So
I know. It's like, what? You were normal last week. we start playing around and you go nuts. What a deal.
Now you have lost your effing mind. Oh, welcome to Hump Day. Wait a minute. I might want to be on the right page of news, because, you know, I had news from yesterday.
Yay!
Over the hump. So, Ginger, what do you got good while I keep here?
I have got an Alienware Pro Circuit going on. Oh, yes. Alienware gaming stations to be featured at MLG competitive events.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, yes. The Major League Gaming, MLG, the world's largest professional video game league and provider of cross-platform online video game competition, and Dell today announced that Alienware, Dell's premier high-performance PC gaming brand, will be the official desktop of Major League Gaming and the 2011 MLG Pro Circuit. Whoop, whoop. Yes, that was a long sentence. Oh, Wednesday, all day today. Kicking off with the MLG Pro Circuit competition on April 1st in Dallas, players will now compete using the most powerful desktops available, and spectators will have the opportunity to experience machines at gaming stations throughout the venues. Oh, so you get to play with an overpriced computer that has an alien slapped on the side.
I wish I could say I didn't want one, but I want one.
No, mine has an alien on it. I built it myself. I don't need Alienware. Thank you.
I would tell you, when the addiction started, it was ironically at an MLG tournament in Dallas. I walked into the room, and they had a room full of them, and it was the coolest thing I've ever seen to this date. And I was like, I have to
they
have one.
They are pretty hot. I can't even knock them. Yeah.
Ooh, it was lovely.
I'm just jealous. That's all I was doing.
I'm jealous. I won't even lie. I am. Mm-hmm. I'm totally jealous. I need me an alien. I want to own me an Alienware this money.
Alienware, we love you. You should send us some. We'll brag about them all the time. I'll take pictures.
I think I'll just pick me up from MLG. I'll pick me one up. Do you know they have those things chained down when you go there?
Oh, really?
Yeah, not been playing. I walked every one of them were just chained to the desk. You cannot walk out with yourself in Alienware. You're not getting away with it.
And see, why does it not surprise me that you actually went around and checked every one?
I sure did. I was.
Probably already knew where the nearest exits were. Which
I did.
Had
I
guards.
Was cruising like a shark through the crowd, going
where the cameras were.
Sam Fisher. That would be me.
Mm-hmm.
Our lovely site is not allowing me to post news. Yay.
Oh, fun. All right, we'll kick it in a second. Not quite done. Just
I'm sorry.
That's fine. It's Wednesday something. In addition to Alienware machines being featured at all six live competitions during the 2011 Pro Circuit season, MLG and Alienware will also produce exclusive tournament matches to be broadcast on MLG TV. Details will be released in the coming weeks. Who is this? Sundance DiGiovanni, CEO of MLG, says, "With our growing community of dedicated PC gamers, we recognized how important it was to provide the ultimate hardware for use in competitive play and worked with Alienware to bring the best machines available. We are excited to have Alienware as part of the 2011 Pro Circuit and look forward to showcasing hours of gameplay action on their machines at our events online and beyond." That's awesome. So, you know what I learned?
What?
I did not realize Alienware was through Dell.
Well, that's a new thing. In the past 2 years, they bought, I don't know who bought who, if Alienware bought Dell or Dell bought Alienware.
Missed that.
I missed it when it happened, but after it, I was like, am I seeing the Dell logo with alien eyes? No, I don't know how the logo looks, but yeah, they've joined forces. I hope it's working out for them.
Forces of evil. Yes.
Forces of evil unite. I need to send a shout out to someone we've been meaning to do all week. It is, like I said, a crazy week. If you're in Second Life or you're looking to get in, trying to figure out what the hell you like clothes, and some of the stuff we'll be putting up later today, finally. We have tons of pictures. It's a website called Fashion by Double A. Hi, Alon. He runs a fashion blog for Second Life.
You know, he has the best clothes all the time, the best clothes.
Yes. So he finds all the sales. You may not understand the importance of a sale, but you know, if you have limited Linden's like Blaster does, yeah, you want some stuff on sale.
Mm-hmm.
We want to be one Linden, which was yesterday 32 cents, the equivalent of 32 real cents. That's why I like Second Life. You know exactly how much money you're spending. You want to be able to buy stuff. So he knows where all the cool stuff is, and we'll be putting his feed up, which will probably stay up permanently on the site with a better feature. Yeah.
If you are in fashion, if you are in Second Life and you're looking for some good deals, actually, I noticed as I was walking around the sim that the Fashion Week is on.
Mm-hmm.
If you go inside those little stores, a lot of them have cheap clothes. Well, nice, like what's on the catwalks right now. For sale for cheap, for decent prices.
You see, you didn't tell me that.
I was seeing men's whole outfits by, who was it? Some kind of grunge wear. I don't remember what their name was now. They're hot. And they were only like 75 Linden for the outfits.
What?
No.
You made me almost choke on my coffee.
Oh.
Okay, they're going to
head over there, look up Men's Fashion Week. It's like San Francisco Zoo or something.
Oh.
Check it out. Head over there, walk through all those shops. They have gifts, and they have clothes, and they have everything that's out on the catwalks right now, and some of that stuff is to die for. It's, seriously, I got to find somebody to let me go dress them up, because, wow.
Oh, that is lovely. It'll be Blaster will dress up.
Blaster, get some Lindens. Seriously, need to dress
up. Well,
we
gave him Lindens. He should do it. Anyway, back to the news. People are going to start Twittering me in a minute. Are you people going to tell us some news? We're sorry, guys. Okay, so here's an interesting new thing. I never thought to do a tower defense game in first person.
That's interesting. In first person?
In first person. This is going to, or has already been done, by Coffee Stain. Studios. Today they announced their upcoming PC title Sanctum, and it is going into closed beta. The beta will be available tomorrow for those of you who love betas and will contain both single and multiplayer hot action. It'll be available to anyone who's already pre-ordered the game or plans to pre-order the game on Steam for a discounted price, and the full version of the game will be released April. Okay? And they'll also be having a ton of pre-order and beta events on Steam this week. As they're saying, Sanctum is a first-person shooter tower defense game where you take the role as Sky, an elite soldier sent out to protect her hometown. Love it! Elysian 1 from the hordes of mysterious alien creatures. To succeed, you have to construct and upgrade defensive structures. What makes Sanctum unique from other tower defense games is that when there is havoc, or when the havoc starts, you jump right into the action with your own weapons and play a key role in the defense. So you don't just watch them fight. Sanctum has taken the best features from first-person shooters and tower defense games to create something totally unique. I gotta try this. I do enjoy me some tower defense every now and again. And our other tower defense junkie here at Game Matrix would be Blaster. So he is really going to go nuts. Make sure I mention this to him. Oh, wow. I think I want to try that. Let's go play now.
Yes. Let's go play. I like playing.
Forget the news. Let's play. Let's do it.
I think people might get mad at us if we say let's forget the news.
This is very true. Very true.
All right. I've got some mind-numbingly crazy news, stupid news. Oh, my God. Makes me wonder, what in the world? What is the world coming to? Okay. So I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. I love you guys, by the way. Thank you so much for always having such good news. Game bribe for prescription drugs goes awry. Oh, yes. I'm just going to have to read this because the way it was written is just epic. Looks like they actually pulled it from Seacoast Online by way of The Escapist. All right, so where do I start? Consider this next story a cautionary tale for anyone seeking the help of a 9-year-old to score some prescription drugs. It never works out the way you want it to. A 34-year-old Maine woman named Shannon Leathers asked a 9-year-old neighborhood boy to steal his mom's prescription painkillers in exchange for a video game of his choice.
Oh, my God!
I know. Oh, my God. The unnamed boy did as he was asked. Leathers told the boy that if he was ever asked about the theft or the missing drugs, that he should play dumb. But as Bill Cosby, you can tell kids. Oh my God! But as Bill Cosby can tell you, kids say the darndest things, even to the police. Oh my God! He would later tell the police all about the entire transaction, even detailing that Leathers scratched his mother's name off the pill bottle. Shortly thereafter, the woman was arrested. For concocting this stupid scheme to get those Percocets, Leathers was sentenced to 1 year in prison. She pled guilty to all charges and was ordered to serve 1.5 months of the sentence immediately, with the remainder to be suspended. So what was the game the boy wanted? He wanted Final Fantasy 14 Online.
Well, he's too young to be playing anyway. Mm-hmm. This is bad all the way around.
And doesn't that one require a monthly
subscription fee where he'd probably have to steal more stuff? See, that was a gateway. Oh, God, that's horrible. I'm laughing, but it's horrible. Oh, they're probably going to tell him, oh, you want to play the online version? We'll pay for it if you get mom's other drugs. Oh, geez.
You are wrong. Just wrong.
All kinds of wrong. Oh, Jesus, people.
And Final Fantasy, come on. Do not turn that boy into a Moogle lover.
Forget the fact that he's stealing drugs.
No, it's all about that he's going to end up being a Moogle lover. No!
Oh, gosh. Well, more interesting news. Battlestar Galactica. Big Point says it's the best ever game launch they've had. The recent open beta launch of Battlestar Galactica has proven to be the best ever start for one of Big Point's games. The company has revealed, and likely the biggest potential revenue earner as well. This is from our friends at GamesIndustry.biz. This is according to Niels Holger Henning, Big Point CCO, who told Games Industry Biz that the title is set to become one of the company's next blockbusters, with potential revenues greater than 1 million rupees, francs, quid, stones, rocks, water droplets, whatever, per month. He says, well, to talk directly, it's the best start we've ever had with a game in Big Point's history, and not because we've been putting so much marketing behind it, but because the community has been driving it, he explained. They've been so interested in the brand and what's going to happen within the game. He went on to reveal that the company originally planned to launch the open beta around Christmas, but postponed it until March, which I know they did. I was very unhappy to try to tidy up some balancing issues, but he says the feedback we've had, the activity inside the game from the user behavior shows us that we're building one of the next blockbusters in Big Point's portfolio. He said we think it has bigger potential than every other game in our portfolio taken individually. He also described some of the challenges that Big Point's worked through during production of the game based on the hugely popular sci-fi series, which ended a few years ago. He says, I think everything that happens with Battlestar is different to anything we've done before, which is a challenge, but it's quite exciting. If you compare it to Formarama, we're talking to a totally different audience because it's more like trying to attract everyone. We know how it all works. You can read more of this lovely interview over at gamesindustry.biz. Very interesting. I wonder if this game does well, if it won't end up them trying to revive the Battlestar Galactica series. I kind of see that might happen if it's as good as you say. Or he might be lying. You know, PR people. Jen, did I lose you?
No, I'm over here muted. I was laughing still about your water drops.
Well, yeah. We got to learn about our overseas currency, really.
We really should, but I think it's much more fun to make them up.
Nobody's really angry yet, but I sense it's coming.
See, if you want to teach us, this is what you do. You send us one of each of the bills or the coins. All denominations.
I'm going to tell you what's bad
name.
Is I have one of each in the closet and I still don't know what they are.
Ah, that is horrible.
That's bad. I know I have some francs. I know what they are when I see them. I just don't know what to, you know, when I'm reading it. If you hold it in front of me, I can tell you what it is. But otherwise, no. I don't know. It's your turn, Ginger.
It is my turn. Okay. All right. Yay! Ubisoft is shipping 4 games for the U.S. launch of the Nintendo 3DS system.
Yay!
All right, so today Ubisoft announced 4 Nintendo 3DS titles have shipped retail in support of the Nintendo 3DS launch in North America. With the most third-party Nintendo 3DS titles available at launch, Ubisoft will be releasing Asphalt 3D, Combat of Giants, Dinosaurs 3D, and Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Shadow Wars, and Rayman 3D, with several more titles launching over the next few months.
No,
that actually sounds more like... That sounds more than 4. That was more than 4. Yeah.
No, Rayman. No.
The North American titles available at retail on March 27th, 2011, a launch of Nintendo 3DS are Asphalt 3D. Asphalt 3D is a racing game, as you can imagine. They say it's like you've never experienced before. Full stereoscopic 3D graphics and authentically modeled licensed supercars make this the most realistic immersive racing experience yet. And Asphalt 3D players will use the Nintendo 3DS accelerometer feature to power a wide range of more than 40 high-performance cars and motorcycles to race through 17 exotic locations, including Cape Town, Rio de Janeiro, Tokyo. You can get behind the wheel of vehicles from prestigious manufacturers like Ferrari, Lamborghini, Aston Martin, and Ducati. To engage in a variety of high-speed challenges and micro-challenges beyond the normal race. You've got Cash Attack, Vigilante, High-Speed Chase, Drift, Time Trial, Duel, and Leader of the Pack. You can have up to 6 players can challenge each other in local wireless mode. Complete Street Pass features include Viral Ghost, Rankings, and Street Pass Pay Table. Comprehensive tuning options help players achieve peak performance for vehicles that have been selected. Players can use the replay feature to relive all of those hair-raising moments just experienced in their last race. That sounds actually kind of neat. Combat of Giants Dinosaurs 3D. This 3D take on the popular kids franchise mixes exploration and customization with real-time combat. The players cast to show mastery in defeating enemies during real-time combat sessions and unite forces to restore peace on the ancient land. In combat, the player can choose between 6 real-time actions such as fencing, blocking, evading, hitting, pushing, and combo. With the new Ring Out tactical combat feature, players can push their opponents out of the ring. The player roams the Jurassic World in full 3D and feels the depth of breathtaking landscapes such as jungle, desert, and volcano mountain, and obtains special rewards by interacting, bless you, with other living creatures and by crushing trees and rocks. They can collect bones to unlock a new special playable characters and find items to strengthen their dinosaurs and learn cool facts. Players can choose their favorite dinosaur from breeds such as T-Rex, Stegosaurus, Velociraptor, and Triceratops, Ankylosaurus, and Baryonyx, and customize it with various color options and stripe patterns. Oh, wait. Okay, so two more.
I love me some Velociraptors.
Except for when they make that noise, not so much. dinosaurs, seriously, biggest childhood fear. Ugh. Rayman 3D, one of the most popular, and I know people are listening who I play with, I swear to God, if you bring a dinosaur around me, I'm going to kill you. Rayman 3D, one of the most popular franchises of all time, lands on Nintendo 3DS with an outstanding platform experience that will take advantage of the Nintendo 3DS specifications with impressive graphics, stunning 3D effects, and full use of the circle pad. An adaptation of the acclaimed Rayman 2 original game on Dreamcast, Rayman 3D gives players the opportunity to rediscover the incredible adventures of Rayman in a deeper and optimized universe. The player progresses in a 3D world through 45 areas set across 13 dangerous regions of Rayman's world to defeat unmerciful enemies, including Admiral Razorbeard and the henchmen. In the game, players can run, climb, jump, swim, fly, loop the loop, and even water ski. Additionally, Rayman still has his famous ability to fly as a helicopter using his hair. That sounds cute.
Ugh.
All right, so the last one, and I'm sure several people are all kinds of excited about this. You know, I'm going to make you wait, maybe just a little bit. Okay, no, fine, I won't. Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Shadow Wars.
Hey!
Yay! As the commander of the Ghost, the most elite special operations fighting force in the world, the mission is to stop the Russian ultra-nationalist Yuri, Yuri Trekasivyas, from coming to power. From the hot deserts of Kazakhstan to the towns and villages of Ukraine and the frozen lands of Siberia, the player must discover and disable the secret Soviet Soviet-era dead hand bases that Trekasivyas is using to build an army of drones to seize power. The player has access to full resources to build, train, and equip its team using increasingly high-tech weapons and armors. All right, so again, these are out by Ubisoft, so you can head over to Ubisoft.com to check out all these games, but they did not give me any kind of pricing list, so I have no idea, but I'm going to go with probably expensive.
Well, 3DS, maybe not. We'll have to wait and see on that one, generally. Well, I didn't get to tell you guys about this yesterday, and you're probably going to be angry with me, because yesterday Paradox Interactive announced closed beta applications for Pirates of Black Cove. You've heard us talk about that on the show before, and now they're saying, guess what, applications are now closed, yes, a day later, and you're probably going, why? Why? Why didn't you tell us? Why didn't you tell us?
GDR. I know, I wanted to be a pirate wench, come on.
Well, they're saying Paradox Interactive and Nitro Games are the ones putting this together. And I said, of course, they started taking the applications, but due to the already overwhelming response, the company saw themselves forced to end the process early. They're quoted as saying, we wanted to avoid too many disappointed gamers since this is a closed beta with limited spots. Made no sense to keep the application open as we've already exceeded the expected number of applicants by a landslide. All I can say is, shiver me timbers.
Just say that. Oh, tell me you said that and you weren't just reading that.
It was a little of both.
Oh, my God.
They're saying they expected that the Pirates of Black Cove would hoist a few sails, but because it's so very different from anything that they've done to date with this many closed beta applicants, they're just feeling like awesomeness personified. So they would like to thank everyone for their interest, and they'll continue working hard to meet your expectations that you have for them over the game. It's from Brendan, the COO of Nitro Games Limited. You can check out... as if you want to now, you're probably mad like I am. check out more about the game at blackcovegame.com or on Facebook, Pirates of Black Cove, and on Twitter, Black Cove Game. And, of course, if you are a Paradox fan, as we are, you can pop over to their forums at forum.paradoxplaza.com. And we got time for one more before we have to take our break.
One more. All right, well, then I have a short one because, you know, we got to wind up at least the first part with, you know, some more silliness. Zynga chip thief gets 2 years prison sentence. This is coming from GamePolitics.com because, you know, we still love you guys. Mwah, mwah. The man accused of stealing $12 million worth of chips from Zynga poker users has been sentenced to 2 years in UK prison, according to the eWeek Europe. He also faces additional charges related to a 2008 hacking charge. 29-year-old Ashley Mitchell was sentenced for hacking into Zynga poker servers and then stealing billions in chips valued at around $12 million. He then took the virtual currency and tried to sell it on eBay at deep discounts. He managed to unload about a third of the chips for $85,700 before authorities caught up with him. Wow.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. This week, he pled guilty to 4 counts of converting criminal property and 1 count of securing unauthorized access to a computer with intent to commit an offense. Mitchell claimed that he was struggling with a gambling addiction, and he stole the chips to pay off several online gambling debts. While Mitchell had hoped for some leniency from the court for pleading guilty, it did not seem like the court was in the mood. Imagine that, right? In addition to the 2 years in prison, Mitchell faces an additional 30 weeks in jail for breaching a 2008 sentencing condition related to a prior conviction for hacking. Exeter Crown Court Judge Philip Wazzel said prior to handing down his sentence, people rely on computer systems. Anyone who has managed to get into these systems for their own ends should expect a stiff sentence. In other words, if you hack my stuff and you steal my money, I'm going to plant a boot in your butt. Yes, that is exactly what that says. I translated that straight into ginger speak. You steal my money, I shove a boot in your butt.
Oh, I think it's time for some war cries. Just one of those days.
Okay, yeah.
Guys, all
right, first, yes. So Leroy Jenkins.
It's Jenkins, girls. Jenkins. You're in the South.
My man.
Okay.
Over the Sean Bowman. So obviously we're getting ready to take a break. You know where to find us if you're listening. You listen every day. If you don't know where to find us, you're not listening every day. But they're disappointing in you. We actually got about 2 minutes before this break is over. Well, not over. I'm the Leroy Jenkins of my group.
Hey guys, I'll run
no,
first,
that's always
so
me.
You
know, they're all like, who's going to pull? Who's going to pull? No, I'm going to pull. No, you pull this. And they sit there and they wait too long and I get bored. And I'm like, you know what? Hunt your pet. First thing, let's go. And that's the whole thing. And they're like, Ginger.
Well, you know, I'm a COH girl, so I have 3 pets. One that's a thundercloud that I have beefed up to the point of there is no point in you trying to move. If you're fighting me, I have another one that's a floating ball of electricity, and another one that's a sentinel that shoots balls of electricity, which drains endurance. Endurance is in every MMO, guys. So, yeah, that's what I do. I run in and do that. I run in first. throw up that cloud and tell everybody to get underneath it. Get underneath this cloud. I got you.
I can't help it. I'm one of those. Oh, I am such an, how do I put this since we're on air? I like to steal the aggro. Oh, there's another name for that, and I'm sure you gamers know exactly what that is.
Aggro
anyway.
Whore.
Yes, there we go. I'm an aggro whore. And I have an add-on for WoW that does this cool little zinging noise every time I start to grab the aggro off of the tank, and I love to hear that thing going off.
You're out of control, ma'am.
Take it. Your pet must have growl on. Nuh-uh, no growl. That is all me, baby. All me.
I can hold the aggro, but nothing touches me. Yeah, I play my main COH character very, very well. I should. I've had her for years, so nothing ever touches me. Can't hit what you can't hit.
Had a assassin one time get mad at me. Stand still, you're running. No, I'm a hunter. I'm guiding you in a circle. If I stand still, you will kill me.
I need none of that. I have clouds of mist. My character was based on Storm. You know Storm from the comic books?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And her name actually was Miss Monroe before all that hoopla with comics. Anyway, that's another story for another day, and you probably have heard it before. Anyway, that's just such interesting news. Okay, this is a good one. Okay, I have been trying to avoid any news about Homefront because I don't have it yet. But I have heard over and over, all over Twitter, I even heard in Second Life last night, some of you are not happy. There's issues. The last update that they released causes a profile corruption error or freeze bug on the 360, and it's specific to the 360. Yes, this is from our friends GamePolitics.com. THQ is saying that fixing this is their highest priority. It says they're also fixing coming up with a multiplayer fix for connectivity and ping time issues where players are being sent to a distant server location at the expense of performance. Ouch. They expect this update to be submitted to Microsoft very soon. They'll be working with them closely to get this approved and deployed as quickly as possible. And this is up on their blog if you want to go read their full post. They're saying after this update, they're having another update that will contain a number of minor fixes, which will be issued. And there's some patch notes or something that are up on Eurogamer. This will also be sent to Microsoft for verification. And a PS3 version will go to Sony as soon as the issues are resolved. I must commend them for, you know, trying to talk. They're saying the multiplayer bug, I'm wrong, it affects both the PS3 and the Xbox version of the game. So THQ said they'll no doubt want to get this problem solved as soon as possible. And so we'll update you, as well as Game Politics and Eurogamer, as soon as we have more information. I know. I'm surprised there's not 50 million comments on this story and people are not screaming and yelling. I'm pretty sure they are over at the Homefront site.
Mm-hmm. I would be.
I know. I wouldn't be. Not about this. It's a bug. It's unforeseen. Even with your best closed beta testing, sometimes you just can't anticipate what's going to go wrong. I expect it, if it's on the PC, to be much worse because everybody's PCs are so different. Well, some of you out there have screwed up Xboxes. There's no telling why this is not working. What are you guys doing? I'm blaming you. No. Stop.
I don't know. I've got friends who like hack theirs and do things to theirs, and it's like, why? Why are you breaking it? It's perfectly fine the way it is.
I just don't want it to break and my warranty's voided. That's what I got to say about that.
And see, that's still, they buy it, and then like 24 hours later, they've already broken it. And it's kind of like, and now you've done whatever to it, it's broken, and you can't take it back and have it fixed or replaced because you broke the warranty.
Mm-hmm.
At least allow the darn thing to wear out first. You know, something.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All right, so one of my last stories was about hackers, so I decided to talk about a good hacker this time, because, you know, there are good hackers out there. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com. Looks
Yay.
Like they got it from GI Biz. Hacker helps fix Rift, which is the new very, very awesome PC MMORPG that, you know, they should really give us some counsel. Let us play. Hello, Rift. Waving at you right over here. Give us. Thank you, please. Not all hackers are out to destroy the universe. Recently, a white hat hacker going by the nickname of Man with the Plan helped developer Trion Worlds fix a serious security hole in its massively multiplayer online game Rift mere hours after it became public knowledge. After becoming victim of account theft, Man with the Plan began investigating the problem and posted his findings on the official forum. Responding to Man with the Plan's forum post, Trion Worlds Hartsman admitted that Rift was not 100% secure and that users should be wary of hackers and botnets exploiting the game. He said with an interview with Zam Rift, Steve Chamberlain says the dev lead for Rift was on the phone with me within 5 minutes of my sending the technicals of the exploit. And while I was talking to him, the engineer team was likely already editing and recompiling code. A patch was deployed just over 2 hours after the exploit was revealed. Yay, so that is awesome.
And I just sent him a Twitter out to the Twitterverse with the hashtag, not all hackers are bad.
Mm-hmm, not all hackers bad. Some of them are awesome.
It sounds to me like somebody's got themselves a new job.
He should.
See, and he's a woman.
A man with the plan also added, a few extra fixes to CoinLock were also pushed in at the same time to further tighten things up. The phrase epic win is cliched from its overuse as a meme, but it nevertheless certainly fits here. Yes, it does. And I don't care if it's overused, I'm still using it. Hassman added that attacks have been coming constantly since the game launched. He also expressed gratitude to Man with the Plan for releasing his findings publicly. Knowing how hackers break security in a game helps the developers find a way to deal with the exploit. We definitely like to thank Mr. Man with the Plan for the well-timed assist. He says, sir, we salute you and we offer our most heartfelt thanks.
A job would be better.
Yes, if not a job, some kind of really awesome weapon just for him, nobody else gets, and, you know, it's got to be epic. It's got to be...
It doesn't
something.
Degrade, it levels with him, all kinds of
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly, exactly. Something awesome that nobody else is going to get. That's exactly what I would do.
Oh, wow. I love that story. That's a good story.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could code well enough to do that. You don't want me fixing any code you have, I'm going to tell y'all people. You don't want it. Well, more good news, more bad news.
Bad news. Not all good news.
Well, we'll see. Well, this is good news, I guess. I'm just not sure how it's going to work out. Square Enix is opening a Japanese mobile studio. Japanese press release from Square Enix has indicated that the publisher is opening a new studio aimed predominantly at producing mobile content. The newly formed Hippo Studio will be providing high-quality original content for smartphones. The move closely follows last week's announcement that Square Enix is opening another studio in Canada, specifically geared towards developing for its as-yet-unannounced next generation of consoles. Yeah. Not it, but the, I did tell you. The studio is due to open in 2012 and will create 100 jobs. Slightly Mad Studios has also taken the step of opening a mobile-specific studio this month, as did Resistance and Ratchet & Clank developer Insomniac with founding Insomniac Click. You know, Mr. Neil Young, you brought this on yourself.
On yourself.
You decided to talk smack to the console developers, and they said, you know what, let's show you how it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Show you how it's done, little boy.
And then they did the whole little Z-snap.
Yeah, they sure did. They did the Z-snap in the air for you, yes, just like Ginger just did, and said, let's show you how it's done. Oh, mobile games are the future. They are, but they're the future for the bigger companies who can make some good, really good games. And when you have the Japanese people involved, the game's going to be good. Not to be all stereotypical, but Japanese people make good stuff. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
They just
Nintendo.
Do.
Yep.
I don't know what to tell you. Go ahead.
All right. You know, because everybody wants to be playing with the spaceship. Take your spaceship for a spin in the Starpoint Gemini demo. PC Space RPG Starpoint Gemini demo releases today. Gamers can now take their spaceships for a test drive as video games publisher Iceberg Interactive and independent development studio LGM Games today released the Starpoint Gemini PC demo as a download at www.iceberg-interactive.com and at various partner websites. The Starpoint Gemini demo includes the introduction, tutorial mission, and first two campaign missions. On top of this, players can free roam two of the sectors and step aboard a selection of the ships that will be available in the full game. Starpoint Gemini is a tactical space RPG in which players are free to travel a rich sci-fi universe and fight, trade, and research as they go. Ships can be upgraded with the state-of-the-art technology. and players can increase their own experience and rank to become more powerful. All of this will be used in large-scale battles with other fleets of hostile ships, the outcome of which will shape the fate of Gemini. The box version of Starpoint Gemini will arrive on March 25th of 2011 in retail stores across the UK, including Game, Play.com, and Amazon.co.uk. Starport Gemini features, what are they giving us? Free roaming space of the vast and interesting Gemini star system waiting to be explored. Over 50 large space sectors connected via entrances into hyperspace called T-gates. Intriguing storyline full of schemes and plot twists, pulling players deeper into the main plot. Deep and immersive experience of a living star system full of space stations, asteroid mining bases, ore fields to be mined, randomly appearing anomalies, random encounters with hostile pirates or vessels in distress, trade convoys, military patrols, nebulas, and more. Countless missions to be taken on at random through freelance commission, diverse skill system offering more than 30 upgradable vessel maneuvers, special bonus perks awarded at increasing your rank, special built-in abilities making even smaller ship classes useful in fleet battles, over 300 available ship upgrades ranging from weapons and energy shields, ranging from weapons and energy shields to power core and thrusters, various bonuses to be gained by enlisting additional experienced personnel for your ship, modding tools made available post-release will allow gamers to unleash their creativity in a completely new environment. I like that. That sounds kind of cool. All right, so again, you want to check this out, you want to find out more. They did not give me a price, but you can head over to iceberg-interactive.com and check it out. Looks like they do have some trailers and some screenshots that I will get up on our website, gamingmatrix.com, in just a little bit, so check them out.
Yay. Well,
yay.
Our fellow UK gamers, I have some fantastic...
They have fun, don't they?
Yes. Well, not completely. Fantastic news for you. Guess what? I heard a collective what from the UK. I'll answer. Fear 3 release date confirmed, officially here from us, as of 27th of May this year. How's that sound for a date? So get you some Fear. Fear 3. Warner Brothers Interactive announced today, or confirmed, that Fear 3 is set to release on the PS3 and the Xbox. Xbox Video Game Entertainment System. I hate when they take all that out. From Microsoft and on Microsoft PC in the UK on the 27th of May. Fear is a heart-pounding paranormal horror first-person shooter unleashing intense combat, compelling narrative, and co-op play that evolves the franchise. Alma returns in Fear, but this time her sons Point Man and Paxton Vettel introduced divergent co-op, giving players distinctly different abilities, affecting their own play as well as the experience of their co-op partner. Gamers participate in single-player or co-op modes as Point Man, a genetically enhanced super soldier originally introduced in Fear, or they can play cooperatively as his conniving brother Paxton Vettel, whose incredible telekinetic power has given him life beyond the grave. You can go over to their website. Actually, there's a couple websites you can check out. This is the main one I'm hoping, because this is put together by Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment. So it's warnerbrothers.com, and see if you can dig up any details. And, of course, there's some trailers floating around, which we've put up for you, called the Eyes of March video. Go check out our channel on YouTube. You should be able to find that there. I have yet to play a Fear, sadly.
Really?
I have yet to play one, and I have had friends put it in my hands and say, here, borrow mine, and it remains on the shelf.
No, that's not good. If you have to give it to you, you should play it.
I feel the same way. I just haven't done it.
Even to be playing with drama?
Yeah. That's another show. Okay, it is. Unfortunately, it's time for us to go after that. Yeah, speaking
it
of drama.
Is. Yay! Uh-huh.
Time to dig up more. Woo-hoo!
And we got about 15 minutes until we got to be somewhere.
Oh, yeah, it's time for more Fashion Week. Yay! I'm trying to find some closing news. Closing. Oh, gosh. I need some sleep. That's what I need.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm just putting it. Stop it. Stay out of my head, Ginger.
Get it earned. It's the most notorious world, the Fanny Nation. Accompanied
see,
by Miss PvP girls. Give her a round of applause. Give her a round of applause.
everybody, ironically.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm sitting here waiting to raid and I ain't feeling it. Stressing because I'm tired of lag and even dealing with it. Kind of bumming and feeling
and
a little down and out. Because every time we jump on the mob, I get to lagging out. But Gigi is saying,
I'm really wanting you to go.
So, yo, I'm going to suck it up because Nation is a pro. I told her, let me restart and I'll be right back. And she told me,
hurry up, Nation, we're starting ASAP.
So I log a restart, then get back on the game. And I make it out to next to go and check that what's his name.
Oh,
but doing this patch work, I get a freeze frame because everybody is casting their spells. It's kind of lame. Everything is skipping and jumping and moving real slow. Looking at my health on the top and it's dropping real low. Spamming every key on my keyboard and face roll. PST and GG, cause I gotta let her know. Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
Are you lagging like that?
I'm lagging like that.
So drop your mouse and log real quick. And hurry back and act like you could ever forget. So are you lagging like that? Are you lagging like that?
All right, I'm we'll see you guys
like
right
that.
Now tomorrow. One more step closer to the weekend.
Yay!
I
can't walk a
weekend.
Something's really failing.
Oh, crap.
Oh,
okay, I'm going to sleep.
Like
no, I'm not.
Like
yay!
My frame rate is
bye, guys.